Go to the Word Radio broadcast, ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. These people had their world upended economically, geographically. Nobody was trying to kill them, it was just hard in their world because everything was weird. That's where it begins. The Bible says, your adversary the devil as a roaring lion to paralyze or to drive them into a pride to be destroyed. It says, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. What do you think he's saying when he's accusing? Look how they're living. Do you know in the Bible it tells us that in the church if we have immorality or some terrible things that are going on, the Bible says you're supposed to go to that person individually, then if they won't hear them, then go to them with two, and if they won't hear them, then you go to the church and you put them name out of the roll. And by the way, there is a roll evidently implied by the whole experience of church excommunication and disfellowship. But it says that you separate one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh that the soul might be saved. So what do you think the devil's saying? Can I get him now? Can I get her now? Can I have her now? And the Lord says, no, no, no. But if you go full on into something stupid, the Lord might say, deliver them unto the tormentors till every last bit of it is paid. That's also a part of this whole thing is sometimes people get forgiven and they don't forgive others. And the next thing you know, they're subjected to all kinds of static because the Lord lets them be because they didn't forgive. Well, the Bible says that this adversary is seeking whom he may devour. And the word devour literally means to drink right down. You know, when the Bible talks about certain ones were not good for anything except to be cast out and trampled underfoot of men, there's a point in the Old Testament where Israel had pushed the envelope too far. And the Bible says that Jeremiah sent messengers to all the other nations. And he says, Israel's about ready to be judged. Okay, it's going to be bad, but I want you to know, this is from me. This is why theologians say if God will not be known by the judgments of the believer in their day-to-day, good judgment, let your moderation be known. Why do you live the way you live? Why do you live a separate life from all of the affairs of the world, trying not to get any on you, unspotted from the world? Why do you do that? If you won't live like that, the Bible says that God will be known through the judgment he allows to come on his people. It's an amazing thing because when it came on Israel, he called all the nations and says, this is what I'm doing with my people and you need to know that I am still the Lord. You see, when God has to bypass the Christian as a witness to get to the person's heart, sometimes it calls for some extreme measures. Because sometimes being trampled underfoot doesn't mean the person is lost. It's a good sign. If a person's got a miserable life, it's a good sign. Because that's the chastening of the Lord, because they can't get away with sin, can't feel good in this world, but they don't feel good in the church either because they've made choices. These are important things to know. You need to be engaged. You can't just sit down. People talk about backsliding, and they talked about the fact that when you backslide, that means you're in the yoke. It was like the backsliding of an ox back into the pit because they can't get over it. And the idea is we're always having to be engaged because if we're not, we're going to begin to slip back. It was talked about in marriage and it was brought over into your Christian walk. You're either going forward in your intimacy. You can't be idle. It's got to be intimacy that's moving forward, trying to figure out ways to get in there and help each other, know each other, and edify and encourage and strengthen each other, or you're not. You're not pouring it. You're not doing it. Same thing with Christ. You're either growing in your relationship with Jesus or you're falling back. You're floating backwards. The Bible talks about that in Hebrews, about letting things slip and the ideas drift by, because you can't stay still. So he says he's seeking whom he may devour. And if you're drifting today, I want you to know he's got his eye on you. Okay, that's what he does. And the Bible says that he seeks whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Didn't say resist him by saying, I rebuke you, get behind me, you know, trying to take him on nose to nose. He just says, just in the faith. You want to know what aggravates the devil more than anything is when you just ignore him. You just do the right thing. Just keep doing the right thing. Just keep doing the right thing. I don't need time for this. I used to run in my 30s. I would run. I'd do about 3 miles typically, and I got up to 5 for a little while, but I was kind of proud of that. Young man trying to keep my strength up as a pastor, didn't have much going on to get my physical world going. But there was this one stretch where all these flies, they were like really mean flies, they were biting flies, and they were like not even flies, they were like the evolution of the devil fly, okay? These things were like little triangular guys, they'd land on your forehead and bite you before you had a minute. So I thought, I'm going to take another way, and I just couldn't. It was just a perfect roundabout. I knew how far I was going, so I kept going through that, and I would take a little piece of something that I could kind of keep moving. As I move my hand, I could take a little piece of a fabric and kind of flatten it away and get them away. But it made me run a little faster when those flies were coming. And maybe I had to work a little harder when the flies are coming. Get in there and get something done for Jesus. For Jesus. For Jesus. Love on your husband. Love on your wife. Love your children. Engage in somebody else's experience. Help them. That's why it said in chapter 4 that we commit unto the Lord the keeping of our souls with good works. And he says you need to resist them steadfast in the faith. You know why you would not be able to do this? It's because you weren't engaged. If you weren't engaged and you don't have the word, then you don't have the strength to resist it because you don't know what to do with the sword. You don't have a verse. In other words, if the devil's got you down on the ground and you're fading fast and you don't know you're saved, he's going to take you all the way in. He's going to make you think you're lost. People have gone years thinking they're lost when they weren't lost because God always was working on them. And they're like, I just know he loves me. I just feel like a wreck. When it gets down to brass tacks, that's what they know. But the fact is that when you and I go through our struggles, if you know that God loves you, then you know that even if you're disoriented for a minute, that if you just take a minute, any given time, you'll begin to float to the top. And he'll give you air. It's that quick. But you and I struggle and we beat ourselves up. And then the devil starts joining in. Oh, this is fun. Isn't this fun? Yeah, this is fun. And we begin to exacerbate our situation. We begin to make it feel like it's really where we're at. And if we go long enough, eventually we just make it our way. And God knows where you are. Let me just make this clear, okay? I talked to you about the idea of the son unto death. God doesn't put a pressure on somebody who's a little baby who never had any time at all. You know, he's got to be really pushing the envelope. I mean, how do I know that? Because I've read the Bible. And I know in the Bible that it says Israel did a really lot of really, really bad stuff before God finally said, you got to get out of here. Okay? Understand that. But there is a point where the thing gets pushed too far. And that is a problem. And when it becomes that, God will take you out behind the woodshed and spank you in a way that you maybe you're not comfortable with. But you need to know this too, that if you can't play well with the kids in the neighborhood sometimes, Mama used to say, come on in the house. Right? If you can't play well, you come in the house. Sometimes God takes people home early because they can't get there. Selves together, and they're becoming more ineffectual and maybe counterproductive as a witness. So that's out there. It's out there. And by the way, 1 John chapter 5 is where you'll find it. And he says, and I do not say that you should pray for that for somebody. Okay, don't pray that somebody would be, you know, pray that God would help them and you could cover a multitude of sins and you could turn them back around, because we don't want anybody to have to go through being given over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh that the soul might be saved. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, if you need to look it up. So he says, be sober. Why? Because it's real. It's a real battle. Be vigilant. He says, resist the devil in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, you got to realize when you're reading this, there's stuff here that you may not see on the face. But the word knowing is the word eidon. It means seeing. You need to have engagement, but you also need enlightenment. Okay? If you don't know what to do, it's because you've not been listening. The Bible's got a lot to say about what you and I should be doing. But I'm doing my own thing. Well, God says, okay, you can do your own thing. Okay, you can do that. Because God's big enough to say, okay, I get it. You know, you're busy. But the fact is that the only one that's hurt is you if you don't engage. Because there's coming a moment round the bend. Could come through just being basically old age, attrition, whatever, some health thing around the corner. Life is going to get hard. People have pointed out to me through the years that it's harder in the end of life than it was in the beginning of life. You know, being a child, a kid, and not knowing what normal times was, you know, dragging on, boredom, tough. And then all the temptations, you know, and then getting married and trying to figure out how to be a mate, a good mate to somebody. All of this stuff is hard. Oh, no, the hard stuff is left for the end. You got to prepare for that now. When body starts to fail, when things start to hurt, when things start to get goofy, when you have to go to a doctor, you don't ever go to doctors, but you have to go. You need to have your faith in order because only God can walk you through those times. And sometimes those are the times when your kids are learning more about you and about God than they did in the days when you were walking right in front of them. The Bible says that we need to resist the devil steadfastly. And when it talks about resisting, it's literally the word antihistamine. Okay, it's that Greek word. It means to stand against. To stand against with both feet on the ground, solid and stable. You got to resist him steadfast. I would refer you to a passage where the Bible says, submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You've heard this, right? He's saying it here. You need to be engaged. So that's submitting yourself unto God. Same thing. But the thing is that sometimes we think we just need to hold our breath and knuckle down, right? No. You get busy. Submit yourself unto God. This is what he's saying. Be engaged. But you need enlightenment. And the enlightenment is knowing. Knowing that these same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You need to know that. Because you don't know it if you don't know it. All right? It looks pretty good over here in America. It really does. I mean, this is amazing. You have a car. Right now, you could take your car, your credit card, and you don't even have to go home and pack. And you could drive all over this nation as free as a bird, doing whatever you want. That card, you could buy clothes as you go. You could buy food as you go. You can even pick up maybe a trailer halfway across the nation, put it on the back of your car, have them tool it up. You've got everything at your fingertips, and nobody would stop you from doing any of that. That's amazing. Other countries have no idea what that looks like. We have no idea unless we've been over there and seen. When we went to Israel, and I only have that to go by, and that was an unusual thing because they're trying to put something out there that's good, but it happened to be the 70th anniversary of Israel's independence in 2018. And so what we went there, all these parades were going on this one day. We went around and went to these gatherings. And the soldiers were all walking around with their big old guns out there. I don't know what to call them. M16s, whatever they are. I don't even know. But their rifles were right there. And everybody's like, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, good. And what was really cool for us was there were little kids there. Because this is like a fair kind of thing. Look, Abba, Abba, Abba. I'm hearing Abba Father, man. I'm hearing that in real time. It's the way your heart calls to God. Abba. We cry, I have a father in our hearts. It means Papa, Dada. No, we need to resist the devil by doing good, by submitting ourselves unto God, by being sober, by being vigilant, knowing what? Knowing that this is not unusual. He already said that, right? Think not that strange this fiery trial has come upon you. You see, we haven't had the fiery trial yet. I'm just saying, maybe a couple, you know, maybe we've lost somebody. It's hard and life has been tough and sometimes it's gone through some really low valleys, but as Americans, we've not been persecuted for our faith, tested by that kind of fire, for the most part. The Bible says, knowing, eidon, we get the word idol from it, means seeing. Seeing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. People don't want the message that maybe things could get bad or maybe persecution could come. But the reality is that it could. At any moment, you never know. And our world does have a hostile undercurrent right now that kind of gives us a little pause. You realize they've hired 87,000 IRS agents. IRS agents. And in the solicitation to the job, they said they had to be willing to carry a gun and use deadly force. That bodes a little creepy to me. I mean, I don't know what you think, but oh my soul. What do we got going here?
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.